The United Nations' highest court called on Russia to immediately halt its invasion of Ukraine in a preliminary decision that is binding but may be difficult to enforce. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more from Paris on the ruling by the Hague-based International Court of Justice.
The preliminary decision read by Joan Donahue, president of the International Court of Justice, was unambiguous.
The Russian Federation shall immediately suspend the military operations that it commenced on 24 February 2022 in the territory of Ukraine.
She also addressed the widening humanitarian fallout of the war. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the ICJ's decision in a tweet. He warned that ignoring the court's order would isolate Russia even further. The ICJ ruling is just a first take by the World Court. It may only mark a symbolic victory for Ukraine, since it will be difficult, if not impossible, to enforce. Kyiv filed the case to the ICJ days after Russia's invasion last month, challenging Russia's claim the move aimed to halt a genocide of pro-Russian separatists there. Moscow argued the ICJ should not impose any measures and had no jurisdiction. The ICJ's own ruling on both its jurisdiction and the merits of the case, much less on the case itself, could take months or years. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A powerful magnitude 7.3 earthquake jolted Japan's northeast coast off Fukushima late on Wednesday, leaving 2 dead and 94 injured, reviving memories of a quake and tsunami that crippled the same region just over a decade earlier. There were some reports of fire, the government said. The Fire and Disaster Management Agency said on Thursday morning there had been 2 confirmed deaths and 94 injured, including 4 seriously.